Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I am proclaiming to you a series about what really matters. And I want to share with you that baptism in the Holy Spirit really matters. This revolutionized my life, and I know it can revolutionize your life too. I want to share with you the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3. This is John the Baptist speaking. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. I've had the privilege of studying in Israel. In fact, I lived over in the Holy Land for about 3 months, way back when. And one of the places that we went to that I'll never forget was the Jordan River. They have a traditional place of baptism there where Jesus was baptized traditionally. And they've actually put railings there, and now they have people, pilgrims from all over the world, come there to be baptized in the Jordan River, or at least to renew their baptism by sprinkling of water, splashing of water. So there were probably about 30 of us, and we were all standing there at this traditional place of the baptism of Jesus. And all of a sudden, I noticed there's a big bus rode up, and a group of African Americans got out. They were from the United States. Must have been Pentecostal because they were pretty spirited, and they all were singing, and they came down to the baptism spot down by the Jordan. And I'm thinking to myself, this is great. We came just at the right time because they're going to do a baptism. And sure enough, the preacher went in. He had white clothing on. He went in the water. And I mean, he didn't just stand by the side. He went in probably up to about here. And then this one woman went in to be baptized. She was probably, I don't want to exaggerate, 300 pounds. She was pretty large, African-American woman. She goes in the water. He takes her. They do full immersion, dunks her completely in, comes out. You know, that's the whole symbol, dying with Christ, rising with Christ. And she comes out of the water, and we're all watching with our mouths wide open. And all of a sudden, she raises her hands, and she starts shaking like this. And she goes, "I've got religion." And we all clapped. We thought it was beautiful. Because I have to tell you, my baptism, I don't remember my baptism, because I was baptized when I was 1 month old. But here was this woman who was baptized into Christ, comes out sopping wet. And that's the sense I want to try to give you about what baptism is. As a Catholic priest now, I think in the old days they used to do baptisms, you know, they take the infant and they kind of sprinkle water over the forehead. Now we try to do the symbol and the sign of baptism as it really is. We will take the child and pretty much dunk that little baby right into the water, pull them out. Oftentimes they cry, but that's fine. They'll be sopping wet. Or at the Easter Vigil, we will take the adults and we'll bring them into the baptismal pool and dunk them fully in. They'll come sopping wet out, because really that's what baptism is. It says this over and over again in the scriptures, maybe 100 times, we are baptized in Christ. It talks about Paul the Apostle, especially in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. So that's the great symbol of being in Christ, when you actually die with Christ and you rise with him. So I want you to get that sense of what baptism is. Baptism is being soaked. It's being drenched. It's being saturated. I remember there was a commercial out years ago about Nesty drinks. And it says, "Take the Nesty plunge." And it showed this man going backwards into a pool and splash. I want you to get the sense of what being baptized in the Spirit is. It's an abundance. It's being drenched. It says in the Gospel of John that God doesn't give the Spirit, God doesn't ration the Spirit. In other words, God pours out his Spirit. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, says the Lord. So God is lavish in his giving, abundant in his giving. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and life abundant. So I want you to get in touch with those of you who have been baptized by the fact that you have been baptized into Christ, and that has great meaning. And as I said, you know, I didn't remember my baptism because I was baptized when I was an infant. And there's a lot of debate. I hear this from Protestants especially, and also from Catholics, but there's a lot of debate. Does baptism save? Because people will say, well, I've been baptized, and that denotes salvation, but there's a lot of controversy about that. Does your baptism save you? Because Jesus did teach at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, he said, go into all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So Jesus told us to baptize people, because some denominations think, well, baptism doesn't really matter. Your choice toward Jesus is what matters. And I want to bring some balance to this and say, although I was baptized as an infant, as Catholics, we believe that some type of a grace was given to me at that moment. My parents made the decision for me, but there was a grace given. Grace is the free gift of God. And so original sin was washed away and grace was given. But it was only when I made a decision for Christ in my teen years that the graces of that baptism came alive in me. And then I experienced baptism in the Holy Spirit. So I believe that there has to be not only a baptism, but there has to be a decision for Christ. There has to be a choice for Christ. It was years ago, our former Pope John Paul II, who is now a saint, Saint John Paul II, he said that there are many people who are Catholic, who are baptized Catholic, and are not going to church. He called them baptized pagans. So it's not baptism alone that saves us. Baptism can save us when it's ratified by our own choice, our own decision. Baptism predisposes us to the grace of God, but alone, does it save? Well, I'll let you decide. But in my life, I don't think it did. But there is a grace given. It's baptism and choice. So I experienced a new filling when I came to Christ, the filling of the Holy Spirit. And as I said, when Paul the Apostle wrote about baptism, or when he wrote about Jesus and discipleship, he said that we are in Christ. And what it means is that when we're baptized, original sin is washed away and we're plunged right into Jesus. I love St. Patrick. He wrote this beautiful prose about being in Christ. It was called St. Patrick's Breastplate. It was a prayer that he made right before he went to the King of Ireland. He was trying to convert the King of Ireland, and he was afraid that he might be killed because he was trying to convert the king. So St. Patrick prayed this prayer of protection called St. Patrick's Breastplate. I think it has to do also with baptism. It goes like this: Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ within me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ at my right, Christ at my left, Christ when I sit, Christ when I stand. Jesus soaks every nook and cranny of our heart, and we are in Christ. In baptism is really important. So this is what John the Baptist was referring to when he said, Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. In other words, what he was saying is that we would be plunged, immersed, soaked, saturated, anointed by the Holy Spirit. There would be a new power given to us. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and the number one reason why the Spirit comes is to give us a close, intimate, personal relationship with God. That is so crucial. But the Spirit also comes to bring us passion, enthusiasm, life, creativity, dreaming dreams, helps us to realize our potential, become all that we can be. This Holy Spirit revolutionized my life. I knew that I had been baptized, but I never knew what it was to be baptized into the Holy Spirit. So think about that image of a person being dunked. By the way, baptism as we have it now, when I studied in Israel, I learned this. The ancient Jews used to have something called a mikvah. A mikvah was a ritual cleansing bath. And just about every city that we went into, we would find the remnants, the archaeological excavations, we'd find the remnants of these mikvahs, these ritual ceremonial baths. And the Jews would cleanse their body before worship. Well, in a similar way, what happened was the Christians took that idea and they turned it into baptism, not so much to wash us externally, but to cleanse our hearts, to cleanse us from original sin, and to symbolize baptism in the Holy Spirit. So let's talk some more about baptism in the Holy Spirit. Besides this idea of being plunged and washed and cleansed and immersed and soaked, baptism in the Greek also has another descriptive meaning. Baptizo also refers to a fabric such as wool that's dipped in dye. For example, the fabric when it's dipped in the dye, picture wool being dipped in some type of a dye, and when that fabric is dipped, it changes color and a transformation happens at its core. Think about a yellow wool garment and it's dipped into purple and you dip it in, that's baptizo. When you dip that wool into the dye and the wool goes through a transformation. So to be baptized in the Holy Spirit means that you're going to go through a transformation and your literal identity is going to change. I use the color yellow for an idea that I had, and I use the color purple for an idea that I had. When I think about my life growing up as a teenager, yellow is the color of cowardice. It's the color of shyness. You know, if you're yellow, you're a coward. Well, I wasn't so much a coward, but I was very shy, never really bold. I was fearful, had panic attacks, shy to get up in front of people. And when I encountered Jesus, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, when I was 18 years old, something happened. My garment, that yellow, was dipped, immersed into purple. Purple, of course, the color of courage, valor, bravery, boldness. And I began to experience a transformation. I call it being revolutionized by the Holy Spirit. I began to become courageous and daring and bold in ways that I never would have. I began to actually start talking to people about Jesus, and I never would have done that. I began to start getting up there in front of people and proclaiming Christ. I began trying new things, to be daring, to be bold, to be courageous, and I was never like that before. And I began to realize, I could see what was going on, slow but sure, it didn't happen all at once, but I was being dipped, really plunged into a dye that was changing me. The Holy Spirit comes to give us a personal relationship with God. That's the number one reason. But the Holy Spirit also comes to empower us, as I talked about, to give us a new fire, but also to change who we are. At our root core, many people are going through what's called an identity crisis. People my age, I'm a late baby boomer, are struggling with who they are. They have invested themselves in money and in material goods, and they've lost themselves. They're relying upon their relationships, their money, their pedigree, their education, to try to give them their identity. But I've come to discover, and I wrote a book on the Holy Spirit called Glorious Holy Spirit. I've come to discover, this is my subtitle, that you can't know who you are until you know whose you are. I hope you got that. You can't know who you are, your identity, until you know who you belong to. And once I experienced this change, this encounter with the Holy Spirit in the depths of my heart, I began to change. The way I looked at myself, my self-image, my self-esteem, the way I began to act toward other people, I went through a whole revolution. So to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, yes, it means to be plunged into God, and that's wonderful, and have a deep new relationship with God. It means to have new enthusiasm and a new fire, and yes, I'm hoping that for you. But it also means a radical self-identity change. And I want that for you, because many people today are lost. Many people don't know who they are. And you can come to know who you are and whose you are as you are dipped in the dye of the Holy Spirit. So as you remember in the Acts of the Apostles, they became very bold once they received the Holy Spirit. They went out and preached the gospel. Remember, they were locked in the room, very fearful. And Pentecost came, they became very bold. And the word in the Greek is parousia. They had this new boldness, this new daring, this new courage. And really what was happening is they were being changed inside and out. They were coming to a whole new self-identity. And then other than a yellow garment with a purple dye, I want to talk about a gray garment or a gray wool being dipped into a red dye. Notice I chose for the color of this lectern red. Red is the color of fire, the color of passion, the color of the Holy Spirit. On Pentecost in the Catholic Church, we wear red garments, and it's not by coincidence. It's because red is the color of energy, enthusiasm, life. So picture a gray garment being dipped into a red dye, and the wool, the fabric, undergoes a transformation from gray. What is gray? Gray is kind of mediocre and bland and ordinary. You know, it's kind of a nondescript color. You know, gray, I would never get a gray car. I mean, gray just doesn't do it for me. So picture the gray becoming literally changed and transformed into something red. Red, the color of fire and passion, enthusiasm. Red, the color of life and energy and getting things done, realizing your potential. And that's what began to happen to me also. Not just to me. Think about the people in the Bible. Paul the Apostle said, he said, woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. He said, I'm compelled to preach the gospel. I'm compelled to speak. In other words, what was going on is that he was so full of the Holy Spirit, he had this fire, he traveled everywhere, and he had this enthusiasm. Jeremiah said, if I try to hold it in, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. I have to let it out. So with the Holy Spirit, there comes a new zest, if you will, this enthusiasm for life. And when I was a teenager, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. Wasn't all that excited about my future. Didn't have a whole lot of enthusiasm. Didn't really have a celebrative spirit because I didn't have any purpose. But when the Spirit touched me, when I realized the graces of my baptism, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, again, my identity started changing in another way. Not only did it change in terms of being more courageous, but I began to have this energy the vitamins can't give, this passion. And that's why, you know, people would see me preach and they say, Father, you have all this passion. And after I was told that time and time again, finally I developed a television program and I call it Don't Just Live, Live with Passion. And so my identity began to change. And I can't help but be this way. I love it because I didn't know where it came from. It wasn't something that I grew up with. I mean, I was a healthy young man, but I didn't have all that much energy. I played sports and different things like that. But now there's this desire, this motivation, this power, this grace, this fire. It was St. Catherine of Siena that said, be who you are meant to be, and you will set the world on fire. And that's what I believe. that you're not ordinary, you're not bland, you're not mediocre. God designed you before the world began with a purpose. He had a plan for your life, and that plan was to influence the world, to change your world, and to set the world on fire. One of the books that I like to read, and I read it daily, is a devotional book by Norman Vincent Peale. Of course, you may remember his name. Norman Vincent Peale wrote the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. And that's something that happens in your mind also. When the Spirit comes, your attitude begins to change. I used to be so negative. And, I was born into a good family and lived in our culture. But I think our culture, what it did is it imbued this negativity in me, and I allowed that to happen by watching television programs and the news and various things. Well, when the Spirit came, I don't even know what color this is, I began maybe from blue to change to red, from being despair. Blue is the color of depression. Not that I was depressed, but I started going through a color change in my mind. So what I'm trying to say, I think you get the points, is that the Spirit comes to revolutionize us deep within. Ezekiel the prophet, Jeremiah the prophet talked about the day when there would be a new covenant, and God said, I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I will put within you. I will take from you your heart of flesh, your heart of stone, and put within you a natural heart, or I like to call it a supernatural heart. So when I talk about I want you to be fully immersed, I'm not just talking about you getting wet with water. I am talking about you having a revolution deep within. Your moral life will change. Your attitude will change. Your heart will change. Your thoughts will change. You'll become courageous. You'll begin to know who you really are at the core of your being. This is what it means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and how few people are experiencing this because they don't know. Many people don't even know they were baptized. They don't remember it. Well, I'm talking about what the fullness of your baptism is, being baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's exactly what John the Baptist said about Jesus. I baptize you with water, but he said, the one who comes after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. In the Bible, we see the Spirit at work in many different ways, and it's really beautiful to see. For example, in creation, the Spirit moved over the face of the waters. Then the Spirit took control of Samson, and he had this new strength. The Spirit rushed upon David and anointed him as king. The Spirit anointed Jesus at the Jordan. He had the power to minister well. The Spirit overshadowed Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit without a man. So the Spirit moves in our lives to make us see visions and dream dreams. I remember the story about Pentecost, and it says that your old people will dream dreams. Your young people will see visions. You're never too old to dream a dream. You're never too young to have a vision. I recently went to a movie called Apollo 11. If you remember, 50 years ago, we sent a man to the moon, actually three men, two of them landed on the moon. And I was struck at that movie by the audacity, the daring, the courage, the creativity, the genius of the engineers and the men that went to the moon. See, that's a dream that JFK had at the beginning of the 1960s, that by the end of the decade, we would send a man to the moon. And that's exactly what happened. Well, if we can do that with a computers they had 50 years ago, the computer in my watch is more sophisticated than the computers they had back then. Well, if we could do that, what about what the Spirit brings to us? A new daring and courage and creativity and boldness and enthusiasm. I was telling you about Norman Vincent Peale, that devotional that I read every day, day by day. He talks about being positive, but in almost every day, in his devotional, he talks about how life in Christ brings a new enthusiasm. So most of you have been baptized, and I'm glad about that, but it's baptism and choice, baptism and decision. So make a new choice for Christ right now, that the grace of your baptism is going to come to all its fullness, And like John the Baptist said, I want you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and with fire. I am praying that your identity will change, your mind will change, your heart will change, your words will change, you will be transformed and have a new courage and daring and boldness. You will dream dreams and see visions and become all that you can be. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Bezania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.